Welcome back. Today we're building one of the most powerful crowd control moves in jungle and drum and bass, the rewind. In classic jungle, a rewind feels raw and DJ driven. In future jungle, the same idea can be cleaner, more cinematic, but it still has to be gritty and hype. The whole point is simple. You steal the energy for a second, make the listener lean in, and then you slam the drop back and harder than before. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a reusable rewind section you can drop into your Ableton Live 12 arrangements anytime. And we're doing it with stock tools only. First, quick overview of what we're building. Think of it as a 4 to 8 bar moment, but the actual rewind gesture is usually only 1 to 2 bars. The structure is what matters. We're going to create a stop, then the spin or pullback, then a tiny gap or fake out, and then the return hit. That sequence is the formula. Stop, spin, gap, slam. All right. Let's set up the session so it behaves like drum and bass. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I like 172 for this lesson. Make sure warp is on for your loops generally, because we want the project to stay tight, but you're going to intentionally turn warp off on one piece later to get that tape style pitch behavior. Create a few tracks so you can stay organized, an auto track for your break or main drum loop, maybe a tops track for hats and rides, a MIDI track for bass, something for stabs or music, a vocal chop track if you've got one, and an FX track. Now, arrangement tip that saves you from random rewinds. Place the rewind at the end of a phrase. Drum and bass like 16-bar and 32-bar logic. So a super common spot is right after the first 32 bars, like bar 33, or after a 16-bar drop segment, like bar 49 or 65. You want it to feel like the DJ just decided, nah, run that again, right at a musical boundary. Next, choose your rewind target. This is a big beginner mistake, so I'll coach it hard. Pick one readable anchor for the rewind. 1. Not the whole mix. If you rewind everything, it turns into soup, and the listener can't tell what's being pulled back. Your best options are the drum break, a vocal shot, or a rave stab. If you're new, choose the main break loop. It reads instantly to the ear, amen style, think style, or even a crunchy two-step loop. Drums are the most obvious rewind language. Now we build the stop moment. This is the part that makes the rewind feel intentional. Go to the end of your phrase. Let's say the end of bar 32 going into bar 33. Cut the drums for a short gap. The gap can be as short as a quarter note, or as long as a bar. A really common sweet spot is a half bar of silence, then the rewind. But here's the trick. Silence shouldn't feel empty. It should feel like a dramatic pullback. So right before the silence, put a crash or some kind of impact that has a tail. If you don't have a crash, you can even use a short reverb burst on something that already exists, like a snare. And if you want a stock device this feels pro move, put an auto filter on your drum group or even the master if you're careful, and automate a high pass sweep upward very quickly. For example, over the last bar before the stop, sweep from around 80 Hz up to 600 Hz. You're basically removing the weight so the stop feels like the floor dropped out. Optionally, automate a little bit of reverb up right before the gap. Not a huge wash, just enough that the ear hears a tail. Something like dry slash wet from 10% to 25% briefly can be plenty. Now we create the rewind sound itself. I'm going to give you three methods, but we'll focus on method A first because it's the fastest and most beginner-friendly. Method A is the classic tape style spin using clip transpose. Take the audio clip you want to rewind. Duplicate it so you're not destroying your original. Now on the duplicate, we're going to do something that feels almost wrong in modern production. Turn warp off. That's the point. When warp is off, pitch and time are tied together like tape. That's where the spin down vibe comes from. Shorten the duplicate clip so it's only the last half bar or last bar of audio leading into the stop. You don't need a long chunk. Rewinds are about gesture. Now automate the clip transpose in the arrangement. Start at 0 semitones, and over about a half bar, drop it down to minus 12 semitones. That's one octave down. You can go deeper for more drama, but minus 12 is the classic. This is clearly a rewind moment move. While you do this, listen for level jumps. Pitch moves can spike in weird ways depending on your source. Put a utility after that clip, and automate the gain down by about 3 to 6 dB at the loudest moment if needed. You're not trying to make the rewind quieter emotionally, you're just keeping it from clipping or taking your head off. Now add a reverse hit after the spin down. Duplicate the same bit of audio again, right click and reverse it, and place it right after the pitch drop. That reversed piece becomes a whoosh that pulls you forward into the next moment. It's like the inhale before the slam. That's method A. Quick readable, and it works. Method B is the classic jungle whoosh. Reverse plus reverb print. Grab a short sound right before your stop. Could be a snare, a vocal bit, a stab. Add a reverb with a longer decay, like 3 to 6 seconds, and set it pretty wet, maybe 35% to 60%. Darken it with a high cut somewhere around 6 to 10kHz so it doesn't get too shiny. Now freeze and flatten that track, or resample it to a new audio track. You want the reverb tail as audio. Once you have the tail printed, reverse it. Put that reversed reverb leading into the stop or into the drop return. This creates that iconic sucking into the moment sound. It's a cheat code for tension. Method C is the DJ illusion method, beat repeat plus automation. Put beat repeat on your target track. Set the interval to 1 bar. Set the grid to 1/16 for a tight chatter, or 1/8 if you want it chunkier. Set variation to 0. Set chance to 0, because we're going to automate it. For the actual rewind moment, spike chance to 100% for about a half bar. That forces the repeat. If you want the pitch fall with this method, you'll often get the cleanest result by resampling the output to audio, then doing the pitch dive on the resampled clip. And here's a big production mindset shift. Once it feels good, commit it. Resampling early stops you from endlessly tweaking devices, and it keeps your CPU happy. All right, now we add the rewind signal elements. This is what sells it emotionally. The rewind isn't only the spin sound, it's the hype language around it. Pick 2 to 4 of these. Don't use everything unless you want chaos. First option, a vocal cue. Rewind, select a, pull it up. Whatever fits your vibe, even a chopped hey can work. Put echo on it, set a dotted eighth delay, feedback around 25 to 40%, and high pass the delay so it doesn't muddy the low end. Add saturator with soft clip for a bit of edge so it cuts through like it's coming from a system, not from a polite studio. Second option, a vinyl or tape noise layer. Subtle, you can use a noise sample, or if you want stock only and you're comfortable, make a tiny noise layer with operator or analog. Then filter it with auto filter, low pass it around 6 to 10kHz, add a touch of resonance. Blend it so you feel it more than you hear it. Third option, the sub drop impact. This is huge for making the return feel physical. Use operator, oscillator as a sign. Make a pitch envelope that starts higher and drops quickly. Keep it short, think 200 to 500 milliseconds. Then lightly saturate it so it translates on smaller speakers. Now we get into a future jungle flavor move, the gap and the fake out. After the rewind, insert a tiny pause, like an eighth note to a quarter note of near silence, not long enough to kill the groove, just long enough to create that wait what moment. Then let only one element hit, maybe a rim shot, maybe a vocal hey, maybe a filtered break slice. A great Ableton trick here is auto filter on the break. Set it to bandpass and automate a quick sweep down, like from 2.5 kHz down to 800 hz. With resonance around 20 to 35%. It gives you that radio tease sound before everything explodes back in. Now the most important part, the slam back into the drop. Your rewind is only as good as your re-entry. On the first bar back, add a crash and maybe a quiet ride layer. Even if it's subtle, it tells the ear this is the big moment. Reinforce your drum transients. Drum bus on the drum group is perfect. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Boom tuned low, around 20 to 48Z depending on your track. And push transients up, maybe plus 10 to plus 30, until the kick and snare feel like they jump out. If you want a super subtle bigger than before trick, automate a utility on the master for a tiny lift on the first beat only, half a dB to 1 dB. That's it. Tasteful. This is not about loudness wars, it's about perceived impact. And a huge low-end rule. Keep your sub clean. If your rewind involves pitch chaos, mute the bass line sub during the rewind. Bring the sub back confidently on beat 1. That contrast is your loudness trick. Remove weight, then return weight. The listener hears it as power. Extra coaching notes that make this feel believable. 1. Set up contrast in the bar before the rewind. Pull your hats and tops down by 2 to 4 dB in the last bar pre-rewind. Then the drop return feels brighter and louder even if your meters don't change much. 2. Decide where the rewind starts on the grid. 2 common placements. Start the rewind right on the bar line for a clean, cinematic moment, or start it on beat 4 for a more DJ just grab the platter surprise. Try both. Beat 4 often feels more jungle. 3. Check mono. Rewinds can introduce wide, facey reverb tails. Put a utility on the master and hit mono for a few seconds. If the rewind disappears, reduce stereo width on the rewind layer, or high pass the stereo tail so the center stays strong. Now let's give you a simple arrangement blueprint you can copy. Intro and tease for 16 bars. Then drop one for 16 bars. At bar 33, you do the stop, maybe a half bar. Bar 33 to 34, you do the rewind, about a bar. Then a micro cap. Then at bar 35, the drop returns, for the first 4 bars back, add extra percussion so it feels like a level up. Later, at bar 49, you do a second drop variation, maybe without another full rewind or maybe a tiny micro rewind as a recurring motif. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes so you can avoid them. Rewind too long. If you spin for 8 bars, the dance floor forgets what they were dancing to. Keep it 1 to 2 bars unless you're doing a special showcase moment. Sub clashes during the rewind. Low end turns to mush fast. High pass or mute the sub during the rewind. Then bring it back clean. No clear stop before the rewind. If you don't create the rug pull, the rewind doesn't read as a rewind. Overusing reverb and then the drop loses punch. Reverb is best as a lead-in and then you cut it hard at the return. And watch warp artifacts. For breaks, warp off is great for the pitchy tape effect. If you need tight rhythmic edits, warp on with beats mode usually behaves best.